This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Citrus leader passes away. Wine industry cheers export promotion spending, and now it's August 1 for some tariffs. Maybe. Citrus leader passes away. Joel Nelson, the long-serving former president and CEO of California Citrus Mutual, has passed away. Nelson stepped down in 2019 after a 37-year tenure leading the organization. Under his leadership, CCM grew into one of the most influential grower associations in California agriculture, advocating on critical issues like pest control, water policy, trade protection, and regulatory reform. In taking over the role, Casey Kramer at the time expressed deep respect for Nelson's legacy, describing him as a passionate champion of the citrus community. Nelson transitioned into a consulting role with a focus on federal-level initiative to leverage his decades of expertise. Nelson expressed heartfelt gratitude in a letter to members. His time with CCM, quote, kept me young, excited, and challenged. Many credited Nelson with elevating CCM from a modest trade group to a huge voice in Sacramento and Washington, particularly on Asian citrus psyllid, water issues, and international market access. He passed away on July 1st at the age of 78, that according to CCM. Wine industry applauds export promotion boost. The Wine Institute is praising the House approval of H.R. 1, which doubles funding for USDA's market access program and other export promotion initiatives from $285 million to $570 million annually. The Institute welcomed the legislation as, quote, vital to help level the playing field for U.S. wine exporters competing globally. President and CEO Robert Cook emphasized the timing was critical, noting that U.S. wine continues to face unprecedented headwinds, including a ban on U.S. wine sales in Canada, our largest export market. The increased federal investment supports the Wine Institute's export initiative, which promotes California wines in more than 40 countries through trade events, media campaigns, and consumer outreach. In 2024, U.S. wine exports reached more than $1.2 billion. The new funding boost, the Institute aims to plan to expand its global footprint and solidify California's wine position as a leading agricultural export. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Besant Trump, eye August 1st for return of some tariffs. President Donald Trump and his top economic official are now eyeing August 1st as the new deadline for when reciprocal tariffs will snap back into place on some U.S. trading partners. On CNN yesterday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent echoed comments from Trump last week that indicated he would be sending letters to trading partners this week to spur trade talks along. President Trump's going to be sending letters to some of our trading partners saying that if you don't move things along, then on August 1, you will boomerang back to your April 2nd tariff level, Bessent told host Dana Bash. So I think we're going to see a lot of deals very quickly, he added. Now do take note, Trump told reporters Thursday he expects a couple more trade packs to land before his self-imposed Wednesday deadline for trade talks. An economist's viewpoint? Well, Ag Resource founder Dan Bossi says producers are right to be concerned about the lack of trade deals. Bassi said, "Today, just having the UK in our back pocket is not enough for me to feel comfortable in making some forecasts for the farm economy or U.S. ag trade going forward." Bassi spoke with AgriPulse Lydia Johnson. He's on the latest AgriPulse Newsmakers, referring to a trade deal with the United Kingdom. You can watch Newsmakers now at AgriPulse.com. USDA takes over for now. Now for the implementation. The historic infusion of $66 billion in new farm program spending from President Trump's landmark budget bill is now in USDA's hands to implement. Keep in mind, the increase in price loss coverage reference prices and other enhancements to the PLC and agriculture risk coverage program, they take effect for the 2025 crop year, but farmers don't have to worry if they think they've signed up for the wrong program earlier this year. The Senate added a provision to the bill ensuring farmers will automatically get paid from whichever programs offer them the most money. Some unfinished business, well, due to a parliamentarian's ruling, Senate Republicans had to delete from the bill a provision that would trigger permanent price support laws if PLC and ARC are allowed to lapse after 2031. You can look for lawmakers to add that to later legislation. What they're saying? Well, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said, quote, "More than half of farmers are losing money, so an increase in reference prices is desperately needed, and tax tools will help farmers and ranchers plan for the next season and the next generation." National Council of Farmer Cooperatives President and CEO Chuck Connor said, quote, "Making Section 199A permanent ensures that farmer-owned cooperatives and producers that rely on them are treated fairly in the tax code." American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland said, quote, "At a time of great uncertainty for the agriculture economy, the support of Congress to enhance key programs and vital domestic markets for our farmers is critical. The bill strengthens the farm safety net, supports biofuels and conservation. It extends key tax incentives that help keep family farms operations viable. However, these gains are paired with harmful trade-offs. Cuts to SNAP, divide the Farm Bill Coalition, and reductions in Medicaid will have harmful effects on millions of Americans. Farm policy should unite us." That's the word of Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. Well, here's today's final word. John was a pioneer in the development and production of healthy food products that made the Harris Ranch beef one of the most respected food producers in America. His love of horses and agriculture defined his life. I had the good fortune to know John for over 40 years. He was my friend. He will be deeply missed, but his legacy will live on forever. That Representative Jim Costa of California on the death of rancher John Harris. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 7th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.